Well, praise the Lord once again. We are beginning a new series in the book of Ephesians, which I guess we'll just entitle Thoughts in the Book of Ephesians. Our segment today would be Ephesians 1, 1 through 6. The emphasis would be that we are accepted in the Beloved. I find the book of Ephesians to be very rich, very deep in spiritual concept. Every time you read it, you get something new. You have probably noticed that it has many connecting phrases that build one on another. Sometimes you have to read more than you intended to find a proper stopping point. So it's not a book to be read lightly. It must be read word by word, phrase by phrase, until the apostle has finished expressing one thought and is about to continue to another. Actually, it only has 6 chapters, so it doesn't take too long to read it all in one sitting. And in our written and recorded devotionals, we certainly don't feel that we are able to catch everything that the writer is trying to convey. We simply offer some thoughts on the matter, and by no means do we consider our thoughts to be exhaustive. But hopefully, in adding your thoughts to our thoughts, you will be blessed. In Ephesians 1, 1 and 2, Paul opens by asserting his spiritual authority and giving an apostolic blessing to all who have believed in Christ Jesus. Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. We bless the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and we recognize that He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Note the word all. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. We sometimes have trouble comprehending the meaning of that simple word all, don't we? I know that I do. Do you always feel that you are sitting in heavenly places? Well, I hope that you do, but I know that I don't. Sometimes quite the contrary. But the word says, I am sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. I choose to believe the word rather than my senses and my feelings. Obviously, there's a lot more at my disposal than I am accessing. Verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Him in love. The Word says, I was chosen in Him before the foundations of the world. Choose who? Me? Must be kidding. Why would God choose me? What good thing did I ever do to merit His attention? I can't think of anything. But the Word says that God chose me, and He chose me for a purpose, that I might be holy and without blame before Him in love. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Before time ever began, God determined that you and I would be sons and daughters of God. Before He called for the light and the stars, He knew our name. He also knew every mean and despicable thing that we would ever do. But in spite of all that, He determined to make us His sons and daughters. Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. All of this to the praise of the glory of His grace. As the old song says, Grace, God's grace. Grace that pardons and cleanses within. Grace, God's grace. Grace that is greater than all my sin. God's grace, God's unmerited favor. I don't understand it. I don't begin to comprehend it, but I thank him daily for it, because it was in his grace that he made me accepted in the beloved, that is, in Jesus. Yes, I am accepted in him, not because I am somebody or I'm nobody. However, God decided in eternity past, according to verse 4, to cover me with his love and to allow me to be called a son of God, 1 John 3:1. Well, the devil would have me doubt this, but God's word affirms that I have been accepted and approved in the sight of God because I believed in him and accepted what Jesus did on my behalf. When I received him, I was born of God, John 1:12-13. That's just the beginning of the journey. But the God who brought me this far will finish the work that he has started. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Next week, we will continue on with verse 7, talking of redemption through the blood of Jesus. God bless you.